And now, from the not-so-plush, yet brightly lit and air-conditioned pseudo-studio in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the self-professed capital of dreams. Hey, they printed that on our trash cans. It must be true. I mean, the government would never lie to we the people, right? I mean, they work for us, don't they? Yeah. It's time once again for Clearing the Air, the podcast that spreads the truth to all corners of the world, anyone willing to listen, and yet never ask for one single penny of your money. Because you need to keep it and save it, because, trust me, you're going to need it. I am your intrepid host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man who is dealing with a mind and body infested with a progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be, erroneously called Morgellons disease. Welcome to the program. Now, before we get going, there's a few things you need to understand. Number one, do not believe a single word you hear from me or, for that matter, anyone else, because you have to learn to do your own research and come to your own conclusions about what's really going on. Never, ever trust the mainstream media. Turn off your TV, folks. They're corrupt and treasonous. Now, I can give you the places that contain the truth. I can tell you where to look, but unless you put in the effort to read it and learn it, it's pointless. So, welcome to the program. We'll get going here in just a moment, but I'm glad you tuned in, and I'm very honored that you're listening to me. Thank you. I'll be right back. Well, good morning to you wherever you may be. It's around 2 in the morning on Thursday, and once again, I'm in the pseudo studio. A documentary on the ME-262 is on Roku on the TV. The air conditioner is blowing cold, and I'm sitting here at my laptop writing. You know, titanium wasn't available until the war was over in 1948. And chromium, which could only be found, I think, in Egypt, the British had snatched all of that up. So the Nazis had to make their jet engines out of pure steel, which couldn't handle the high temperatures. So that meant that the jet engines had a lifespan of 10 hours. 10 hours. Despite being outnumbered by at least 50-1 by Allied aircraft, they still recorded some 700 air-to-air kills. The ME-262 was 100 miles an hour faster than a Mustang or a Spitfire, but they proved very vulnerable when they were taking off for landing because the pilots had to severely cut power on the jet engines to keep them from overheating. You know, people seem to forget the Brits also fielded a jet in the last year of the war, the Meteor, but the British Meteor was much slower, and sadly the two jets never fought one another. But enough about that. I went to the doctor yesterday, my doctor, to get my Subutex. And my doctor's a pretty cool guy, and we got to talking, and he was brave enough to speak out about the jab. Matter of fact, a newspaper picked it up, him and a couple of other doctors, and the next thing you know, they're considered anti-vaccine. He told me that he has a nurse practitioner he's been trying to hire at his practice, but they keep holding it up. See, they control everything now. The feds control everything. They will not, well, they're punishing him for what he's done, for standing up for the truth. They're punishing him. When he orders his supplies, he's either told, oh, well, we've already shipped that. I'm surprised you haven't got it yet. Or they tell him, oh, I'm sorry, we can't get that for you anymore. It's the feds again. They're interfering. They're going after him because he dared to tell the truth. Speaking of telling the truth, did you hear that our vice president, which is a very apt description, slipped up and told us the truth? Yes, Kamala, the whore of Babylon Harris, actually said, and I quote, when we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water. Huh. Whoops. But Kamala, who gets to decide whose children will live to breathe this air and drink this purportedly clean water? I have to take you back to the Diggle.com website and its 2025 population predictions. Now this site, Diggle.com, which has its data supplied and thus verified by the governments across the world, shows in their 2025 predicted population, America having some 85% less people than we did when this was published some decade ago. Something else many researchers may have missed. I mean, it's not like that wasn't enough. It was, but it also shows in its future 2025 population, North Korea having no population. So have the powers that shouldn't be planned a war between America and North Korea? As I have said so many times on the radio, they're dangerous, they're evil, but they're also human, so they do make mistakes. And We always need to remember that. They do make mistakes. She told the truth. Go figure. I'll be back in a second.
It's fun to read. Books are great. When you can read, the fun never ends.
Woo! Woo! The reading caboose has arrived. I'm Conductor Clark.
And I'm Ms. Janice. Hey, who wants to learn about the letter H?
I do, I do!
Now what can we do with the letter H?
We can hula hoop.
Or?
Create a massive global hoax.
What Ernie's referring to is the Apollo 11 moon landing that supposedly took place on July 20th, 1969.
To quote Neil Armstrong, this is one small step for man.
And one giant lie to mankind. Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hi, Ticket Taker Sam. Sam's been riding the rails ever since mean old Microsoft stole his formula for Windows 95.
Hey, Sam, I hear you've got a story for the kids.
I sure do, Miss Janice, and it's a real whiz banger. Once upon a time, there was a president named Kennedy.
Boo! I promised to put a man on the moon before the end of the decade.
Mr. President, didn't you also promise civil rights?
That's another story, Trevor. Now excuse me while I go sleep with Judith Exner.
Meanwhile, poor inept NASA couldn't get a rocket into space.
Pew! So, they turned to Plan B.
I'm LBJ.
Boo!
The end of the decade is here, and there's still no Americans on the moon. Those Ruskies are gonna beat us to it.
I'll help you, Mr. President.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Stanley Kubrick, and I'll use some tricks I learned while filming the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, to fake a moon landing.
And we're the Mafia, and we'll fund your scam to build a secret soundstage in Las Vegas.
Good. While people think they're in space, we'll keep the astronauts busy with whores and gambling. Then we'll pay them off, or brainwash them, or kill them.
The end.
Yay!
Squawk! But is there any real proof it was a hoax? Squawk!
Is this proof enough, Gully Bird?
Wow!
I used to fly to the moon all the time.
Hobo Dan!
Hey, Hobo Dan, how did you fly to the moon?
With the only real astronaut, Dr. Timothy Leary.
Oh, Hobo Dan.
Hey, that reminds me of a song.
This old moon rocket ain't what it appears to be.
Ain't what it appears to be.
Ain't what it appears to be.
This old moon rocket ain't what it appears to be. Because it was baked in a kiln in Japan.
Yay!
Thanks, Hobo Dan. That was fun, credible. And the truth.
Someone's ringing the doorbell. To the safe room, kids. To the safe room.
Well, that's all the time that we have for now. We'll be back with more reading later. Until then, the most important part of reading is
reading between the lines.
Sayonara, pigs.
It's 1, 2, 3. Books are friends. When you can read, the fun never ends.
Investigated DC area pizza place for himself. This man right here, he carried a rifle into a pizza parlor and then fired it at the floor. Media is telling you the entire story is a hoax or fake news. But what does that even mean? I spent the last month investigating. So what exactly is Pizzagate? And are there any actual facts to support this story? I've got to warn you, what we're going to talk about tonight will be disturbing to some people. But this is a reality check you won't see anywhere else. Pizzagate actually comes from the WikiLeaks release of hacked emails from Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta. In all, WikiLeaks dumped around 50,000 email messages, and it was from those emails that the claims that John Podesta may be part of a child sex trafficking ring come from. Now, to be clear, not one single email in the Podesta emails discusses child sex trafficking or pedophilia. That is a fact. But there are dozens of what seem to be strangely worded emails dealing with pizza and handkerchiefs. Self-described online investigators say that those words in the emails about pizza and the talk of handkerchiefs is code language used by pedophiles. So how did a DC pizza parlor get pulled into the story? Well, again, read any mainstream report and they indicate that Comet Ping Pong Pizza was somehow linked to this fake story and has no relation to anyone involved. But the truth is, that's not true either. What media is ignoring is that the Comet Ping Pong Pizza Place is actually referenced in the Podesta emails at least a dozen or so times, and that the owner of that place, James Alphantis, is a friend of John Podesta. He was actually named, this is kind of strange, by GQ magazine as one of the top 50 most powerful people in Washington. Yes, we're talking about a pizza parlor owner. Now let's talk facts here. There is no solid evidence that Comet Ping Pong Pizza is being used to run a child sex trafficking ring. But there are some very strange connections between Comet Ping Pong Pizza and a second pizza place two doors over, Besta Pizza, and the accusations of pedophilia. Now, this is where things start to get strange when you research this story. Now, to begin, I need to show you a 2007 unclassified FBI document. That document, according to the FBI, contains commonly used symbols by pedophiles to express their preference in children. I want you to see these images here. These are the images. Notice this one on the end, the triangle. That image signifies something called boy love. The pizza place next door to Comet Ping Pong Pizza, Besta Pizza, well, this was their logo until only a few weeks ago. Clearly, you can see that the Besta logo actually contains the same image, I'm going to show you again, as that boy lover image. Interestingly, after Pizzagate investigators pointed this out, Besta Pizza changed their logo, and there it is now. They've removed the triangle. Also, Comet Ping Pong, owned by Alphantis, is the place where a number of performance artists perform regularly. Two of the groups that perform there, who you can see advertised, by the way, on this Comet Ping Pong poster, include a group called Heavy Breathing and another group called Sex Stains. Well, if you check out the YouTube videos by these bands, Heavy Breathing has songs that do joke about pedophilia, and the band Sex Stains has a video that includes, and you see it right there, that same boy lover symbol. It's nearly identical to the one that the FBI does say is a pedophile code symbol for boy love. As I said, there are some strange things there. As for the owner of the pizza place, James Alphantis, well, he was one time in a relationship with David Brock, who ran Media Matters for America. Well, since Pizzagate began to blow up online, he has made his Instagram profile, Jimmy Comet, private. But an archive search of Instagram reveals a number of strange photographs and words with strange and disturbing images associated with them. Look, to the point where we can't show you those pictures. We're not even going to describe them to you because some viewers would find it too disturbing to share on TV. Now let's talk about the Podesta brothers, because remember, it was John Podesta's email that was hacked. In those leaked Podesta emails, John Podesta talks about his close relationship with Dennis Hastert, the former Speaker of the House, who was recently sentenced to 15 months in prison for abusing boys years ago. He was referred to by the judge as a serial child molester. According to the Washington Post, visitors to Tony Podesta's home in Falls Church got an eyeful when they walked into a bedroom at the Podesta residence hung with multiple color pictures by Katie Grannon, a photographer known for documentary-style pictures of naked teenagers in their parents' suburban homes. And to be clear, that just begins to scratch the surface of how strange some of this stuff is. And bear in mind, we can't get into a lot of the real details of it because of the limits on broadcasting this on television. But it is some very strange stuff. Now keep in mind, again, there is no proof here that there is a child sex ring being operated out of a DC pizza parlor. Investigators have already proven there's nothing to the story, right? Well, actually, no. And that's what you need to know. For all that is here, there has not been one single public investigation of any of this, not from local police, not from the FBI, no one. And that has to be the big question, not for Podesta or for pizza parlor owners, but for law enforcement. Based on what may be or may not be here, the big question is, why hasn't any investigation taken place? That's reality check. Let's talk about it on Twitter.
People talk glibly about science. What is science? People coming out of a university with a master's degree or a PhD, you take them into the field, and they literally don't believe anything unless there's a peer-reviewed paper. It's the only thing they accept. And you say to them, but let's observe, let's think, let's discuss. They don't do it. It's just, is it in a peer-reviewed paper or not? That's their view of science. I think it's pathetic. Gone into universities as bright young people, they come out of them brain dead, not even knowing what science means. They think it means peer-reviewed papers, etc. No, that's academia. And if a paper is peer-reviewed, it means everybody thought the same, therefore they approved it. An unintended consequence is that when new knowledge emerges, new scientific insights, they can never, ever be peer-reviewed. So we're blocking all new advances in science that are big advances. If you look at the breakthroughs in science, almost always they don't come from the center of that profession. They come from the fringe. The finest candle makers in the world couldn't even think of electric lights. They don't come from within. They often come from outside the breaks. We're going to kill ourselves because of stupidity.
Last year, we published a report entitled Evidence That U.S. Government Targeted Red States with Deadly Batch of Vaccine, a story that most outlets ignored. Private leaked documents from the CDC show a list of expiry dates, and only certain lots are included, the very same lots found to be highly toxic in Parda Cooper's database. This mode of deployment allows governments the ability to direct deadly batches into specific populations, such as red states. Analysis of the number of dying per 100,000 vaccinated in 50 states shows us that the overwhelming majority of vaccine deaths are happening in red states. Second smartest guy in the world on Substack also reported on it and has recently published an update, writing that now we have a more robust and far more damning view of this carefully distributed depopulation scheme. Back in Ohio of 2021, the expose publishes a report on data found in the USA's VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which reveals that 100% of COVID-19 vaccine deaths had been caused by just 5% of the batches that can be identified. And these deadly batches were not distributed evenly. The top 8 states with the highest vaccination death rate, Kentucky, Arkansas, West Virginia, Montana, Alaska, North Dakota, Wyoming, and Tennessee, are all red states. 19 of the top 24 on the list are red states. And California has been the least affected by the deadly lots of COVID vaccine. The numbers show that Kentucky has a 1,900% worse vaccination death rate than California, suggesting that Kentucky received 20 times the amount of deadly batches than California did. Florida, number 20 on the list of most vaccine deaths per vaccination, received 3 times the amount of deadly batches than California, with its vaccination death rate at 200% higher than California's. The author points out that these deadly batches would be better classified as rapid kill lots and slow kill lots, as we are now seeing more evidence that they kill over time. And the evidence shows that red states were targeted with the rapid kill shots. This would go along with the United Nations Agenda 2030 plan, which seeks to move the entire population into crowded cities and federalize all of flyover country in the name of climate change. They have less than 7 years to accomplish this, and they are deadly serious about it. The U.S. government is in lockstep with the United Nations, and they will resort to murder and democide to accomplish their goals of total control. Many are suggesting that this is what is happening in East Palestine, Ohio, right now, The people of America are under attack by their own government, who is never going to quit until they accomplish their goals or unless they are stopped. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report.